This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
You know what would be real good right now to start the show? What? A warm slice of banana bread.
I'm sorry, okay? Ryder had 3 brown bananas at his house yesterday, and I was like, last minute, I'm going to make some bee bread. Ugh. The stupid recipe I followed was for banana muffins, not a banana loaf. So I only put them in the oven for 25 minutes. And anybody who is a baker, anyone who embraces their inner Martha or Rachel Ray, knows that if you take out your baking goods and then try and put it back in the oven,
no good.
It's never going to work. Plus, I accidentally put the sugar in with the dry ingredients, but anybody who knows how to make bee bread properly knows you put the sugar in with the egg and the melted butter.
Right.
So it was just a disaster all around, a soggy mess, and the house smelled amazing. People got excited, and then
full disappointment.
Huge fail.
Like, the only parts that were edible was, like, the part that was right against the side wall. The crispy corners,
but
exactly.
But other than that, just mush. Like, even your dog, Gord, didn't wake up to come and see what was happening in the kitchen, because even he knew, like, oh, Lisa's baking? That's not going to work out.
No thanks.
Ugh, it's so hard.
It's not. You know what you
it
need to start doing?
Following
the recipe. You have to.
No.
Like, you, in your mind, are an elite chef when you're in there making decisions.
I'm Gordon Ramsay, bitch.
Yeah, but then you get in there, and you're Jimmy from next door, who just eats garbage. Like,
he doesn't eat garbage.
He does.
But I am concerned that he lives right across from Tasty Tomato and he's never been there. What?
But yeah, no, it's just not good.
Do you ever get good, or do you just accept at the age of 29 that you're never going to be someone
who... If you follow the directions...
It's hard.
By the second or third time you nail it, then you have it, and you get to just keep it. That's how it works. It's just like using a really hard word. If you use it 3 times, all of a sudden it's yours.
Like facade.
Yeah.
I use it every day now after I first heard it in Vegas. My sister was like, Vegas is a facade. And I was like, what? And I Googled it, and I like couldn't find it because it's very hard to spell, too.
Yeah.
But now it's definitely in my rotation.
See? Just like banana bread would be if you followed the directions. Remember that time I sent you a casserole? It was like a rice broccoli chicken dish, super easy for you to make for your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you sent me the recipe and then I screwed it all up.
Well, you tried to go with noodles instead.
Because I like noodles more than rice.
So it just turned into noodles and mushroom soup, which he didn't like.
No.
And he was, like, very kind.
That is why he is an ex. He probably was like, I can't marry you.
Yeah. Farm boy could not have you out on the farm for a week.
It's true.
You need to skip the dishes if you're dating Lisa.
Things that make you feel old.
Things that make you feel old.
What's making you feel old lately, Lisa Evans?
Well, I had to look into my benefits to see if it's covered to get some insoles for shoes because my back hurts when I walk. So yeah, I need some orthopedic shoes.
That's what I got my dad for Christmas. He's 70.
I know. So that's mine. What about you?
Okay, so yesterday I had to do some running around. I hit the bookstore. I had to go to the register's office, whatever they call it, the registry. I actually thought my registration ran out in January. I go in, she's like, no, you're good till May. And I was like, can I just pay ahead? I'm already here. So that was fairly forgetful of me. But I also saw there was a restaurant close by. So
restaurant.
Stopped in for some lunch, yeah.
What was the restaurant?
Arby's. I was thinking Arby's still.
Just a nice dine-in experience.
Yeah, 2 beef and cheds for $8.
Whoa.
Anyway, so I'm having my beef and cheddars. They still offer free newspapers at Arby's. Reading the newspaper, having lunch by myself, and I look around and there's 3 elderly men not sitting together at separate tables, and they're all reading the paper and eating Arby's. I was like, yep.
This is who I am.
I'm an old brick again. Or now, I
should say. It's so crazy when you go into a fast food chain in the morning, like when they offer breakfast, if you really do look around, that is where old people hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, like even...
All morning,
they
too.
Still had a sign up for like what section was the smoking section, and obviously it's not allowed anymore, but...
What?
Yeah, like Arby's is like throwing it back to my childhood. We used to go to Arby's all the time when I was little. But you'd always see old men sitting at the table reading the paper, smoking, having a coffee, maybe a beef and shed.
Yeah, don't even get me started on when McDonald's started the whole McCafe thing. Like, people in their 70s were just partying.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Lit.
And they still do.
This text says, a guy at work doesn't know what a floppy disk is. He's 23, I'm 30. I started quizzing him on a few more things from the 90s. Needless to say, the end result was a few of us felt pretty old. Thank you for the text. Appreciate that.
Kirsten wrote in saying, my 14-year-old cousins have been using words like yeet nonstop for everything, and I literally have no idea what they're talking about. And I feel the same way about how people are starting to use the word stan, meaning like instead of I'm a big fan of you, they say I'm stanning, which is something from our childhood because Stan is an Eminem song.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, really? That's the lingo? That
I think yeet was a dance move, or is a dance move, and then now
it's
just
Fortnite?
Used as a form of excitement. Yeah, I think it is from Fortnite.
Okay.
So there you go. You're welcome.
And then Deanna wrote in saying, when you head to bed at 9 o'clock every day, including the weekends, that's what makes me feel old. I get it.
Yeah. Thank you for checking out the show. We appreciate it.
So I got a parking ticket here at work yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm one of those people that as soon as I see it, I just pretend it didn't happen. Like I parked in the same spot today.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Does that make me just immature?
Well, okay,
disrespectful?
So here's the deal. When I was very immobile, Lisa was driving me to work every day and would park right in front of the door because
yes.
That's how I needed her to park to get in. And then since I'm driving again now, 3 weeks post-surgery.
Congrats. Can I have some gas money?
But you keep parking as if you're transporting a hurt human. Like, you can't park right in front of the doors. You have to be inconspicuous. Our parking lot is for visitors only.
Yes.
So you get, like, 2 hours.
I mean, I can still park there if, in my mind, I am still driving an emotionally hurt person.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, like, I find excuses as to why it's okay to break the law.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to get towed. And then I don't know if that'll pay for it to get out by saying, I'm a little emotionally scarred.
No, I feel like if you're ever in a pickle and somebody is putting you on the spot or they're about to arrest you.
Okay.
All you have to say is this. I'm just in a really dark place right now. And then they get uncomfortable and they let you go.
Okay, that feels like you've used it before and it's been successful. That's how confident you said it with.
Yeah, if you ever feel uncomfortable
I'm
and you
in
want
a
people
dark
to just
place
stop
now.
Talking to you, you just go, I'm sorry, I'm just in a really dark place. And then they completely leave you alone.
All right.
So that's what I'm going to say to the tow truck driver when I run outside to stop him from taking my car away.
Do you think that'll work for, like, if a guy forgets to make a reservation for his girlfriend for Valentine's Day and she's like, I just wish we would have went somewhere nice. And then he says,
I'm just in a really dark place right now. I think it would work for sure.
All right.
Seven.
All week, right up until Valentine's Day, 2 chances every morning to win a reservation at somewhere you forgot to book. And there's just no way you'll land a rezzo at these places around the city. So 780-784-7107 if you're interested. We're not covering the tab or anything.
No.
We're just giving you the reservation we made.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. But we do call it roulette, so that means not all of them are sweet. Some of them are a little bit shady that we booked.
But we tried.
Yeah. So we got some real good ones. We got some shady ones. If you'd like to give it a go, 780-784-7107. Who's this?
This is Aaron.
All right, Aaron. So you forgot to make a rezzo?
Yeah.
Yeah. You going to be in big trouble or medium trouble if...
I'm going to be in medium trouble.
Medium trouble.
Okay,
well, we want to get you out of that. All right, so we've got all the potential prizes scattered on the floor in a big circle. It looks like some form of religious ceremony. Lisa's going to stand in the middle of it and kill a goat.
No, I'm going to spin around.
The blood leaks. Okay, yeah, no, she's just going to spin. I'll tell her to start. You tell her when to stop, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, fire it up, Lisa. Round and round she goes. Round, she's getting dizzy.
Okay, stop.
Stop.
Okay. Whew. I have vertigo.
All right, what's the...
All right.
What's the reservation today for reservation roulette?
I don't know if this one was supposed to be in here.
Let's see it. Oh, yeah, no, I put that in there. That is for... Sorry, I couldn't get you a reservation in Edmonton, so I had to get you a reservation in Edmonston, which is in New Brunswick, a place called Frank's. Apparently, the gravy's really good.
Okay.
Good luck.
That's great.
Sorry, man.
It's not so helpful.
One of the bad ones is apparently off the table. Snoop Dogg and Friends, February 20th.
That's a concert I think I need to go to, honestly. Bone Thugs? Oh, yes.
All right, so we've got... an old segment from the show. You know what? This one's so old, it might have the old name of the morning
Rider
show
in
on
the morning.
It. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Put some club lyrics in a country song.
Put some club lyrics in a country song.
Rider in the morning's country club.
Indeed.
Wow. Yeah. Throwback.
All right. So I'm going to hand you these lyrics and you'll know the country song.
Okay. Ryder's putting me on the spot with this.
You just have to do your best to sing along, okay?
Okay. And the listeners have to guess...
Both songs.
Both songs to win these Snoop Dogg tickets.
780-784-7107. We're going to do text today. So text in both song titles and you win.
There'll be a bit of like an intro on the song so I can get the melody going, right? Like
yes.
It's not right into lyrics?
You got it.
Okay.
And so, yeah, everybody who gets it right is qualified.
Okay.
Listen close. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
I guess so. I'm a gangster, but you all knew that.
Yeah.
The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that.
Come on.
I keep blue hanging on my backside. But only on the left side, yeah, that's my crib side.
S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G. So don't change the diesel.
I specialize in making all the girls get naked. Cheese to the biz, that dizzle and the shizzle.
Whoa!
That was so hard! How's my chest rash?
Yeah, significant.
Okay, you gotta name
both the songs,
hip-hop song and the country song to win the Snoop Dogg tickets. Good luck.
And we thought this would be a fun topic to bring up today. First kiss stories.
I love the just a heads up because it's a reminder for people that completely forgot that are in relationships. And it's a reminder for single people to avoid social media that day.
Exactly. There was a celebrity, I forget what his name was, that was recently interviewed and asked about his first kiss. Eddie Redmayne, maybe?
Who dat?
Anyway.
Should I know who that is?
No, I don't think so. His twin brother actually was dating a girl. And he wanted to try out kissing, so he asked his brother if he could switch, and they said yes. And so that's how he got his first kiss, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, he's the guy from The Theory of Everything and Fantastic Beasts.
That might be him. I'm not sure. I forget. His name started with an E.
Is he from London? Does he have an accent?
Yes.
Yep, that's him.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So yeah, first kiss stories. What's your story? Does everyone remember their first kiss? You gotta think.
Definitely remember mine.
Why?
Grade 5, last day of school. I knew that I wanted to like lock it in for the whole next year of school because we wouldn't see each other a lot in summer.
I can't believe you were kissing girls in grade 5.
Yeah, smooth.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so Chelsea and I went and I took her to the big half tire that was on the schoolyard.
Oh, like remember tire parks? Those
yeah, exactly.
Best.
So I took her in the real big one, which was kind of awkward because I think some kid peed in it. Recently, like it had like some weird stains in it. Anyway, I laid one on her. And then it was also awkward because as soon as we came out, her friend Tamara, who would just follow us around all the time, was just standing outside the tire.
She was just a third wheel in grade 5.
Yes, I used to bike into school because I lived on a farm. So I had like a 3 kilometer bike into school so that I could take Chelsea for ice cream after school. Right? That was like how smooth I was. I didn't take the bus, I biked in so I could have these date moments.
And back then ice cream was 30 cents.
Yeah, it didn't matter. I was rolling in quarters.
The 70s were crazy.
I was literally rolling quarters. Anyway, Tamara would always follow us to the ice cream place too, the A&S corner store, and I'd have to buy her ice cream too. Anyway, my first kiss was in that.
You seem
big
so bitter.
Pee smelling tire. Yeah, that Tamara girl, she bothered me. Wasn't very nice of her to follow me around, wreck my swag. What's your first kiss story?
I can't remember specifically, but I know like the first time I had a kiss was when I played Spin the Bottle. So it definitely wasn't anything emotionally charged.
Okay.
It was just like the bottle landed on me. I guess I'll kiss you. And it was a girl. So like.
Hot.
I guess. It wasn't, though. It was just like a peck. But like that's what I remember as a first kiss, which is really sad. That it was like a forced game. And I was like, oh, you? Why can't it be like the guy I was in love with the entire time I was in elementary, a.k.a. Scott Lefebvre?
Okay, he's married now. You can't be busting out his first and last name.
I know, and his wife is so wonderful. She actually was a nurse when my nephew was born. He was a preemie baby, so she's just like a good person, which makes it even worse. It's like, oh, man, I can't even hate you.
Sounds like there's a little bit of hate going on there. All right, we want to hear your stories. We opened up, now you have to.
Your turn. Fun to think back and reminisce. Maybe not for everyone, though. Like this text here. My first kiss story, went to the movies with this girl that I really liked, and I made the move. I held her kneecap for the last 5 minutes of the movie, and afterwards I dropped her off at her house with 3 of my friends in my Jeep. I walked her to the front door, and all my friends were chanting out the window of the Jeep, "Kiss her, kiss her." So I was excited, I leaned in, and I snot rocketed all over her face. We actually ended up dating for 5 months after that, but I'm going to leave my name out. Okay.
So, like, how do you snot rocket unintentionally? Like
getting nervous?
Yeah, I guess. I almost just did it there. I tried to make a really nervous sound, and all right, it's coming around.
You know, Jordan's text also kind of makes me sad. I thought this would be, like, fun. He's like, junior high trip in Quebec City one night, one of the girls came up and gave me a quick kiss. I was later told it was because she was dared to do it. That's your first kiss?
That's all right.
It's okay.
Where she goes. I bet like 40% of first kisses were dares.
Lana wrote in saying, my first lip kiss was with my neighbor. I think we were like 10 years old. It was just a peck, but it was definitely the most awkward thing ever. I don't know if people have amazing first kiss stories. You gotta think it's always a bit weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Heather from The Bachelor, she waited until...
Till Colton, this season, like, what are you talking about? You're 23 and you've never kissed anyone.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Messed up. You must get, like, really bad cold sores.
Yeah, you must have really bad breath.
Or something.
You must eat zesty Doritos. That's why.
All right. Let's check in with RJ.
Okay, if you don't know who RJ is, he calls our show all the time. He's from Saskatchewan, so him and Ryder know each other from the past. And he talks so much to the point where sometimes we put him on hold and we come back and he's still telling us a story.
But
we love him.
Let's not completely kick his confidence. Tell us about your first kiss, man.
So I was probably 8 years old. This little girl lived down the street, man. Her name was Sarah, right? And like we just had the hots for each other. It was since kindergarten. It was like, I think it was grade one. Anyways, junior kindergarten, we had the hots for each other, and we used to like do this weird thing. My brother caught us doing it one time. We were in the basement, and we would take turns practicing like kind of planking on one another. It was weird. And
planking on one another?
What does that
planking,
mean?
Planking.
You remember planking where you'd like lay super flat on top of someone?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we kiss. And man, we were 8 years old and I'll never forget that little lady.
Just planking and smacking lips.
I hope she remembers me as much as I remember her. Man, those were some cold winters.
Trending this hour. Bachelor last night, bit of a spoiler coming for anybody that hasn't watched it, but Demi had big plans. Some of you may have heard that Colton still has his innocence.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 25, which is really surprising to a lot of people, Demi went in to change that last night.
I've got to really go balls to the wall this time. Hopefully, after tonight, Colton won't be the virgin anymore.
In 1 minute, I'll tell you how that worked out.
Oof. Katy Perry is facing some controversy today after her shoes were pulled from stores after blackface comparisons. And if you see the actual shoes that I'm talking about, yes, those should not be a thing at all. Why?
Yeah.
Why does this keep happening? This has happened now with Katy Perry's line, Prada, and Gucci. And I'm sure a lot of other companies. It's just, I don't get it. Now, Nicki Minaj and Avril Lavigne are in the news today because they have a new track coming out. Yeah, they're collabing together. It's called Dumb Blonde. And Nicki, she's just like the rest of us. She says she grew up listening to Avril Lavigne and
singing along on her way to Red Lobster where she worked.
On her way to work.
Yeah.
Get those biscuits in ya. Tears are still in your eyes. I get it. And I'm really excited to hear this track. I bet it's going to be just a banger.
All right. So Demi went in, snuck into Colton's little shack.
Okay. So she just shows up and she thinks she's going to get his V card? Is that what?
That was her plan. Yeah.
Wow.
And then this happened.
There's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this. I can't sit here and after hearing that tonight and put you through a rose ceremony.
No. So he's just like, you should just leave?
Yeah, he like, she went in to get the V card and he just booted her from the show.
No, Colton. And he's like the nicest guy ever, but good for him for being honest.
Well, yeah, actually, imagine how awkward it would have been of him to say no and then put her through a rose ceremony and then reject her. Or even worse, like most guys would do, be like, yeah, all right.
Ryder.
And then hit the rose ceremony. I'm not being funny. That's what most guys would do in that situation. Have you seen Demi? Man, Halsey hosting and performing on SNL this past weekend. Amazing. Being able to paint a picture upside down while performing, just remarkable. Lisa, you don't think it's that big a deal?
No, I think it would be quite easy, actually.
All right, well, we're putting you to the test. We're getting you to walk up and down the stairs here at work. We got 7 flights that you can utilize while singing Halsey's part of the song Closer from the Chainsmokers. You feel comfortable that you remember this song good enough to do this?
I think so. We're going to start at Halsey's part.
Yeah. You ready?
Okay. I think there's someone coming up the stairwell.
Who cares? Sing loud. We're getting older. You're up.
Yeah. Hey. You look good as the day I met you. I forget to fun. Left you. I was insane. Mm. Am I on the right beat? Hey. Play that Blink 182 song. I'll repeat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going really well.
I know I'll break your heart. I want you to see it. Oh my God. I'm down calling up. I'm down calling up. Oh God, I can't stop.
Okay, yeah. Work. That's good. That's good for now, probably. Oh, and forever.
I forgot I have asthma.
Man, Facebook memories, I really like them. I like how now Snapchat has done it, although it scares me because I thought those were supposed to disappear. And also...
It's so true. Like, where are these being held? Like, I have sent some questionable Snapchats.
Yes!
To the point where it's like, okay, so if you were just keeping them on file, is that legal?
I know.
Right?
There was one I sent you of Grant and I when we got access to your apartment on White Ave, because we were partying on White Ave that night.
And
you were
out
of town.
Home. Yeah, I was gone.
So you said you guys can go and pre-drink at my place if you want. And we sent a video of us both smoking inside your apartment.
Yeah, and wearing my hair extensions.
It was a weird night.
What?
Anyway, I know I didn't post that on a story. I just sent that to you.
It came up as a memory?
It came up as a memory
that
yesterday.
That terrifies me. That is so scary.
Really scary
stuff.
I want
to delete my Snapchat.
And now Instagram's doing memories as well, but they haven't really figured out how to do them well yet. You just got a memory, though, on Facebook, and this is why I like the Facebook memories so much, is it really does remind you of maybe better times, but just past, like, oh, yeah, that was a great day.
Yes. Or, and that's why I need to be posting more on Facebook. Like, yeah. I kind of stopped doing that, and I need to start again, because I have the worst memory. So it says, 5 years ago today, I wrote this. It's official. I have landed my first paid radio gig. I'm now officially Ryder's co-host on Hot 107 every Thursday. I've never been more excited, and I bet he can't wait to hang out with me more. Very thankful for him and the entire office for putting up with me for the past 5 months. Like, that's crazy. Five years and 5 months I've been working here.
But 5 years ago, today, you got your first payment.
The boss was like, okay, yeah, we'll pay you. You've been showing up for 5 months, not getting paid.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
What do you think the highlight has been over the, I know this is putting you on the spot a little bit, but over the last 5 years, has there been one significant like moment that you're like, yeah, I'm so happy I made this choice?
Okay, I think the number one thing was still, earlier I said I have a terrible memory, but I'll never forget the first day I walked in here, which was obviously 5 years and 5 months ago. And you were like, Lisa, I love my job. If I can make one person smile every day, I've done my job. And I think that has stuck with me. And that has been the most rewarding part is when listeners come up and say, you guys make my morning. I'm stressed. I'm going to university, but like when I'm driving, you guys distract me. That has been really special for me and has made it all worth it.
And like, it's funny that you say that because I regret saying that.
Why?
Well, because like, as the bosses would attest to, you need a hell of a lot more people than one smile in a day if you want to make a good career out of this.
Okay, but obviously it means more than one person.
I'm just kidding.
That will always stick with me, and it's been a fun ride, and I'm glad I'm still here.
Awesome. 5 years. Lisa's been getting paid. Some would say too much. Some would say not enough.
Did you hear that, boss? Just kidding.
Running late on a Wednesday. Short.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.